fast teaching of life, you can and will and able.
Yeah.
Amen. To stand for the rest of God's holy
word.
God's holy word is going to be
here.
Amen. The world thinks, Jason, that they knew something about this thing called salvation.
Yeah.
Amen. But they ain't sure.
Now,
a bunch of people just got religion, Danny.
Yeah.
Well, they may be down in them, glory to God.
Come on.
But they're not down in the hard rock Christians that have got salvation in their heart. Amen. If you would, turn with me in your Bible to the 15th chapter of the book of 1 Samuel. Amen. I want to read just a very few verses, and it's not going to hop in and hop out all through the message tonight if God will be able for us and bless in a mighty way. But the Bible said, and Samuel said, amen, when thou was, amen, little in thine own sight, amen, wast thou not made, amen, the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. Who was he talking to, Jeff? He was talking to Saul, glory to God.
Yeah.
And God did anoint him. And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners and the Amalekites. You remember the Amalekites a little bit earlier in the week? Amen. They come out about them. Amen. Sure, now listen to the word as we go on down. Amen. And fight against them until they be consumed. Amen. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord. Amen. And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. It wasn't bad enough that he had obeyed the voice of the Lord. He lied about it now, what he was doing, sure. There's much people, Daddy, they lie today about this, that, and other, children. Glory to God. Living a Christian life is a lot more than just saying that I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Amen. They said I'm proud.
Yep.
Amen. To attend this church or that church.
Yeah.
Glory to God. It's been more than that, though.
Yeah.
It's been born again.
Yeah.
Saved by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Without the blood of Christ. Amen. There remaineth no salvation.
Come on.
None at all, children. Listen, though, at the rest of the world, I've got to let you all rest. Sit down just a minute. Amen. But I want you to listen to this. Amen. I have gone out of the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, amen, the sheep and oxen, the chief of the things, amen, which should have been utterly destroyed, amen, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, amen, in Gilgal. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying, amen, the voice of the Lord? Behold, amen, to obey, listen to this, it's better than to sacrifice, and to hearken, amen, than the fat of rams. Let's pray about it.
Amen.
Lord God in heaven, we pray tonight. Lord, that you, Lord, look up and hold us across the mighty way. But the rest of this word, Lord, and stand with us right upon the table. You bless them in a mighty way, and Jesus will never fail to bow our head to give the praise, honor, and glory for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. You all may be
seated.
Amen. I hope you paid attention.
Yeah.
Amen. What thus saith the Word of God? As I said the other night, as the Bible said a long time ago, Brother Eric, the Bible is the only thing that's going to stand when the world is on fire. I was thinking a while ago when this brother was singing them beautiful songs. Amen. And the Lord just to lift me up. And then Jason just to give another spell. Amen. Glory to God. I thought about it, children. About the love of God. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Children, and how that He blesses for it.
Yeah.
Amen. But you know what's the matter anymore? Amen. People have gotten to the point. Amen. That when they try to tell God what to do, instead of listening, said, Lord God, in heaven, what would you have me to do today? Amen. We get up and we don't think too much about it, brother. Amen. Glory to God. Sometime during the day, the adversary area.
Yep.
Oh, Satan himself will present himself to us, Lord God.
Yeah.
And we'll back off our will pout.
Yeah.
And we'll puff a little bit, Lord God.
Yep.
And direct the will just so far down. Amen. And we'll say, Lord, amen. Won't you just help me today? But if we're just like an old hog, amen, that you slop them out there. I'm an old country boy. Amen. I was raised on a farm. Amen. James, I know. I used to go throw the slop from the source. Amen. Notice them source. Amen. Lord, they got me a sort myself. Ain't that odd? Amen. The Lord, they got that corn. Or whatever, I was throwing that trough. Amen. Because Dad told me something to do.
Yeah.
And when he told me I better get it done, amen, I better get it done. Amen. Why can't we all listen to our heavenly
amen.
Whenever he wants
it.
And have to do something, Daddy.
Yeah.
Why don't we back off?
Yeah.
And we just renege.
Yeah.
And we rebel against the power of God. Amen. Did you know the Word of God talks like that?
Come on.
Amen. That is witchcraft and sorcery to be rebellious. You know that to look like a witch or act like a witch. Glory to God, get rebellious. And it's worse than witchcraft, Lord God.
Amen.
Saith the Word of God. Amen. But I want you children to go back. Amen. I feed them old hogs. And I slop them, glory to God. Amen. And I looked at one time then. I heard a preacher preach on something. And I'm not really a watching. Amen. Them old hogs. But they get right down here. And they would never look up, but they had been eaten. Just until ever like a bit of it. And that was gone. And then back for more. But they never look up. And be thankful for where it comes from. Amen. Best I can tell you. Amen. There's a bunch of folks like that in the house of the living God. And it was worse. Amen. That God wants. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. That what he does. Amen. Here I come in with the scripture now. It's in the book of Joel today. Glory to God. Look who you're going to talk about. Amen. Remember what Samuel told Saul. He said to obey. It's better than to sacrifice. Amen. Glory to God. James, it is. I found that in my life. Amen. Shame on me, Eric. But glory to God, there's been times that I've been so disobedient. And I'm ashamed of it. Amen. So listen. I want to be able. Amen. To get in the house of God. Amen. If I walk not according to the way that God wants me to walk, I'm going to dry up, glory to God. We live in the driest time that we ever been on. Amen. It's so like the close to the coming of the Lord. Amen. The Father, people are back. Amen. Just to wonder what's going to happen next. Amen. There's people I know good and well. Amen. They'll tell you bluntly. Amen. They're not saved by the grace of God. Amen. But surely they believe that this is wrong. That's wrong. And glory to God, they've been speaking about homosexuality this week. God hates that. It's abomination to God.
Amen.
And there's no way in the world you can make that right.
Nope.
And glory to God, surely.
Amen.
Little brother, little else there. Amen. Besides that, James, they said if kindness keeps going, I don't see how that we're going to make it. Surely the Lord's fixing to come back. I really believe that I can say. Amen. You and I told him what's happening. Amen. Brother got our boy, that's a speaking to me. Amen. 20-something years old. And said, surely, amen, I believe with all my heart he's coming back.
Yep.
I said, you don't believe it the way you need to, though. Or you get on your knees somewhere. And accept this great thing. That's called salvation. Amen. Brother, they would, wouldn't they, Marty? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You can tell me that you really believe something, but you ain't got it in your heart. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So they've got everything else, but they just ain't on God.
That's right. That's
glory to God. How can that be? I'm fixing to tell you. Amen. There was a man named Jonah. Amen. One time the Lord spoke to him. Amen. Read it over there in the book of Jonah for yourself. Amen. There's a chapter of starts out talking about it. Amen. But the Lord give him some instruction.
Yes, he is.
Amen. If you're saved by the grace of God tonight, amen, God has given you some direction.
Yes, he is.
He's given you some instruction to live by.
That's right.
He's given you a way to walk and a way to talk glory to God.
Yep.
And certainly it don't correspond. Amen. Barbara, with this world and the way that it's going, glory to God. Amen. In the scripture, maybe the other night that he used. Amen. The Bible plainly said this. Once a man saved by the grace of God, he don't entangle himself.
Right.
Amen. In the lifestyle that he was living.
That's
but
right.
He stays about that.
Yeah.
Giving God praise and honor and glory.
Yeah.
I'm talking about being revived. Glory
Right
from death back unto life. Glory to God.
That's right. Amen. That's right, brother.
It don't matter if it's Baptist, Church of God, Church of Christ.
That's the Lord.
Amen or nothing else.
Yeah.
What does matter, as I said a minute ago, brother, what we got in here.
Yeah.
Amen. What we got in here.
That's right.
I ain't talking about the heart that pumps the blood in your name. I'm talking about the heart that gives you pure love.
That's right.
Undefiled before an almighty God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Most of all, you love the Lord with everything that you've got.
Yeah.
I'm talking, James, about that heart. Glory to God. Amen.
Yeah.
That heart you can trust in.
Yeah.
You can't trust in. Hey, there's a lot of people got religion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. But they've got this about 14 inches too high.
Yeah.
Amen. They need to drop it down just a little bit. Glory to God. Amen. That old brain can't hardly tell us what to do unless the heart convicts us and lets us know what to do.
Yeah.
We can say amen.
Amen.
I didn't come down here to stir up no rat's nest. Amen. But I come this week to be revived.
Yeah.
And by God's help, I have been.
Yeah.
And by the Lord's help, I still have been revived.
Yeah.
If we get revived, we'll live by God's
grace. Amen. We will.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
But God told old Jonah, said, Jonah, listen, once you go down here to this place called Nineveh,
come on, brother.
Hey, man, there's a whole lot of people down there.
Yeah.
It's a big place.
Yeah.
There is.
Hey, man, but they're wicked people.
Yeah, they are.
Wicked.
Yeah.
What are we living today? Somebody that takes a little old minivan and drives it into a bunch of crowded streets and people walking up and down on each side. And I mean, they go through there swerving, amen, to the right and into the left to kill all they can. Why do you call that, glory to God?
Wickedness.
It's all signs of the time.
Yeah. Come on.
But glory to God, that's wickedness.
Yep.
Amen. That ain't God.
No.
Wasn't too long ago in Virginia.
Come on.
Amen. Just a very few. What was it over last weekend?
Yep.
Amen. The last weekend, glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. They drove a car right down through the middle of a bunch of people and killed some and hurt many.
Yeah.
Don't you tell me that this world has got it all on track.
Yeah.
Hey, man, they're just about worst shape that I've ever seen them in.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, man, buddy, I tell you what.
Yes.
Hey, man, what I feel in my heart, buddy, it's been good all week. Hey, James has done some of the best preaching, amen, that I've ever heard. Amen. This week, glory to God. He had all children. I just enjoyed the time out of it. That's you.
Yeah.
I believe you have, Brother Lord. You wouldn't have been back tonight. Glory to God. But listen to the church. Hey, man, there's a time and a place. Hey, man, that we need to take. We need to look at things. We need to look over them just a little bit.
Come on.
Yeah.
See how we can apply ourselves.
Yeah.
The Bible said that the end ain't yet.
Yeah.
But it's surely coming.
It's surely coming.
Hey, man, glory to God. Life is uncertain, but death. He's slowly coming.
Yeah.
And after death then, it's going to be the judgment.
Yeah.
How are you going to stand when the judgment comes?
That's right. Come on.
I'll just go somewhere else. No, you won't.
Nope. You're there.
There's nobody going to stay away from the judgment of God.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to stay away from it. Amen. If we ain't been living exactly the way the Lord wants us to, brother, I'm afraid that we ain't going to get to make heaven our home. I just like it. Who you stand back, go to hell. I won't lie to you. I don't care. Amen. If hell freezes over,
I still ain't going to lie to you.
Amen.
Right.
Yep.
I used to have gone a long time ago. I argued with him. He called me to preach the Word of God.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
Amen. About late term, 1979, he began to deal with me.
Good.
Amen. I told him time after time after time, brother. I said, Lord, I said, I'm asking. I said, I just freeze when I get up in front of people. Amen. And I ain't much of a spokesman. Glory to God. You say, well, Jeff, I believe it. You might have shot the moon just a little bit on that. No, that's the way it used to be. Amen. Buddy, I was timid little fella. I didn't want to say much. I asked him in school. Asked my wife. Glory to God. Back when we first started courting. And this, that, and the other. It's been a day or two ago. But thank God for my beautiful wife, though. Glory to God. Children, let me tell you something. Amen. Glory to God. I must have loved the Lord a long time ago. Still love Him.
Amen.
Love Him with all my heart. I've learned more, Eric, as time have went by.
Yeah.
But I saw a lot more, too. Amen. God have led me into the gospel.
Yeah.
And I argued with Him for nearly 5 years.
Yeah.
Lord, I can't do this.
Bless Him all.
You know what He told me?
Come on.
Now, He won't tell all of you this. Because I know there's some... Good. That ain't going to never be called to preach.
Yeah.
Huh?
Come on. Mm-hmm.
But the Lord told me about myself. He said, Jeff, He said, if you ever thought that you could preach, I would have no use for you.
Yeah.
Run that over in your mind. Huh?
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. God got my attention.
Yeah.
So much to the point from 84 till now, He still got my attention.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you something about Jonah. God got His attention.
Yes. Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. God have brief instruction. Prayer church, listen to me tonight. God have got brief instruction. Amen. For every one of you. Why, preacher? I can't sing. I can't preach. I can't speak too often. Let me tell you something. Moses took thousands and thousands and 10,000 out of the bondage of Egypt.
Yep.
And he had a speech impediment in Genesis talking the other night.
Yeah.
Amen. Had a speech impediment.
Yes, he did.
Come on.
So much to the point that he said, God, he said, I can't do that. I can't talk.
Yeah.
But God had a way to make us poor.
Amen.
Let me tell you something tonight, children. You may not be able to do this, but you can do that.
Yeah.
You may not be able to do that, but you can do this.
Yeah.
Glory to God, if nothing else, let me what we can do. We can be a prayer warrior, glory to God. I mean, prayer is what changes things.
Amen.
It's what brings the prayer wheels of heaven.
That's right.
And God begins to shine through. It'll get your loved ones saved. It'll lift you about a pinch of sin.
Yep. That's right.
Without prayer, we'd be nothing.
Yep. Come on.
Jonah understood and realized all this. But he also realized the people at Nineveh were many.
Yep.
And they was bad if God had sent him down there and told him what he told him.
That's right.
He said, if they don't change their ways, I'll destroy them.
Yeah.
I'll destroy them.
Yeah.
But I want you to go down there to Nineveh.
Come on.
Did Jonah do that?
No.
Amen. He certainly did. Oh, he must have been a bunch of free will Baptist. Huh?
Yes.
Glory to God. What he done. Amen. He went over here and landed up on a ship and he headed over toward Tarsus.
Yeah.
He headed the opposite direction, whatever that was, other than what God sent him. And that's the way that a bunch of us are tonight in the church of the living God.
Yeah.
We're going about doing things that God never did tell us to do things.
That's right.
And we're going in the direction that He said to stay away from.
That's right.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Yeah, amen.
Glory to God. Listen to me now, preacher. Amen. He got on that boat going to Tarsus. I don't know what he is thinking because God is watching his every move.
Yep.
Let me tell you something, church. God is watching your every move tonight.
Yes. Yes.
He will be when you leave here.
Yep.
A lot of people get out of church, Brother Jason.
Yep. Come on.
They think, buddy, I'm going to be me now. I don't have to be on my best behavior.
Oh, mercy.
Amen.
Ain't that right, church?
Yeah.
Glory to God. Let me tell you, God's watching you.
Yes, He is.
Yes, He is. I don't care where we're at. God's watching us.
Yeah, right.
God's watching us, ain't he? Hallelujah. He knows more about me than I know about myself.
Yeah.
Glory to God. He'll teach you things if you'll just listen.
He will. He sure will.
Amen. Glory to God. And listen to me. Amen. The Bible said that they got out there and a tempest came up. What's a tempest? It's a storm. A bad storm. Let me tell you something, church. By the way, there's a storm coming.
Yeah.
It ain't got here yet, James, but it is coming.
It is.
Mark my word for it. Study the word. It's coming, brother. Yeah. This is swords I'm a living. Then right. It's a coming, glory to God. Right. And if you ain't got God, you won't survive.
Amen.
Right. But if you got God, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us.
Amen. Right.
That's what the word says, isn't it not?
Yeah. Amen.
That's
what it says.
Good brothers, glory to God. That's what it says. Praise the Lord, sure. I know they've heard that before. Amen, but listen to me. Jonah went down the side of the ship. Jonah fell fast asleep.
Yeah.
Come on. That won't reach.
People sitting in our churches today, they're sleeping. Yeah. I'm going to tell you some more that slept, children. When Jesus Christ Himself up in the Garden of Gethsemane,
right.
He said to the disciples right here, and He said, pray. He said, pray, glory to God.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go just a little farther.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get down and I'm going to pray. Hey, boy, I tell you what. Hey, man, they had one of them little 4 or 5 minute prayer sessions.
Yeah.
And then their eyes began to get heavy.
Yeah.
And they was all they could do to keep them open.
That's right. That's right. Right.
James started something the other night, I'm fixing to finish. Glory to God, a few words about being out a long time, children. You never should have went to hear Paul preach if you sat around him.
That's right.
Paul preached the biggest part of the night one night, and I believe it was old Battleus.
Yeah.
Amen. That fell out of the upper story of the building.
Yeah.
And it broke his neck and he killed him graveyard dead. Was that the end of the preacher? Did God not love him? Listen to me what I'm about to tell you. Paul went down there and he laid his hands up on him and he prayed. And Malachus come back alive, brother. God give him another chance. But children, he's only a God who's promised one chance. That's to anybody.
That's right.
Now I want to tell you something.
Come on, Jeff.
When that storm come upon them, amen, they went. And they woke up on Jonah. That'll usually get people sensing more.
Yeah.
When a bad storm come, hey, they was afraid it's so bad. They're afraid of fixing to topple them over in the sea and they drown. They was concerned about it. Why is it that the church always waits until they get real bad out there and then they get concerned?
Yeah.
Any other time they ain't.
Yeah.
Sunday morning will tell you. Sunday night will tell you.
Yeah.
Wednesday night will tell you more than that.
Amen.
It'll tell you more than you want to know. I gotta have some rest. What about me? Glory to God. If I've got to live with the Word, if Jason's got to live with the Word, Brother James, Brother Danny has to live by the Word. Amen. Hey, why are we any less than they?
Come on.
Amen.
Come on. Good question.
Come on. It's going to take as much for you as it does me.
That's right. Yeah.
God's just called me to do a little job. Mark, oh, I'm so rude to you. Sorry, buddy. Love Mark back there. He's a glorious man. He's a godly man. God fearing too. Amen. Glory to God. Listen to me. Amen. Jesus come back the third and the final time and he told him, he said, sleep on.
Yeah.
He said, sleep on.
Yeah.
The Son of Man have been betrayed into mankind.
Yeah.
I mean, they give him over to the world, glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen. They couldn't even keep their eyes open. Sometime between that second and that third visit, their eyes got heavy, so heavy, they went off to sleep.
Yep.
Come on.
There's a bunch that are sleeping tonight.
Come on, brother.
They're sleeping tonight.
Yeah.
They'll be sleeping tomorrow.
Yep.
They'll be running around on their jaws, but are sleeping. What I'm speaking about, spiritually, they're sleeping.
God.
They fell in a deep sleep or trance, and they're fooled into thinking they're all right by the liar and the father of it, which name is Satan, glory to God.
Yeah.
When we get past all this, buddy, we can say we've been revived.
That's right.
And I didn't study a whole lot.
not just in the past few days, to give us upsets. Hey, man, God just laid it on my heart. Over the years, I've studied it plenty, Danny. I've studied it plenty. You know what? The Bible says to study it, show yourself approved. A workman of God is not to be ashamed.
That's right.
Hey, man, therefore, he needs to know the Word of God, boys.
Yes.
He needs to know it, and if not, he needs to be trying to get to know it.
Right.
Amen.
Glory to God. But listen to me, the Son of Man was betrayed.
Yeah.
God sent Jonah out there. Here there was right in the midst of this big old storm, this storm here that I was talking about a while ago, in other times. It ain't got here yet, Barbara, but it's going to.
Yeah.
It's going to, and it ain't going to be long after that, church. Look out, here it comes. All hell is going to break loose.
Right.
Huh? That'll be in the last days, glory to God. I firmly believe that with all my heart.
Yes.
Amen. The prophets of old told of it. Revelation told of it, glory to God. And James said it's coming, and I believe it's just around the corner.
Yeah.
Hey, man, will you sing a song over the next hill?
Yeah.
I'll be home.
Bless you, Lord.
One of these days, Jules will sing that song, and over that next hill, I'm going to be gone.
Amen.
I'll be home, children. And all my worries, they'll be over.
Amen.
I'll have preached my last sermon.
Bless them all.
Glory to God. I'll never know about the results in nobody else's life but in mine. As I dance around and I shout and I praise the Lord forever and ever. Can't you think about it, children? We're going to have a glorious time, are we not? Hallelujah.
Yeah,
I don't care if our name was buried right and bringing glory to God. I don't care if we wasn't on the Hall of Fame in Nashville, Tennessee.
Right.
God don't care neither. He just cares about us.
Yeah.
His goodness.
Amen,
that's what he cares about, Danny.
That's right.
Amen. I'm going to go get these big old insurance firms and this, that, and other. Sure, and I'll tell you what, I've got the best insurance that you can buy.
That's right.
That's insured beyond grace.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. They can't no man put together a policy like the one that God have got for each and every one.
Amen.
I mean, every one of us, glory. He's got it first, then.
Yeah.
He's got it first. Over in Isaiah, I believe the Bible says something like this. I may not get this exactly right, but I'm getting old and kind of forgetful. Come ye, glory to God, buy wine. Amen, buy milk.
Yeah.
Glory to God, pay no money.
Yeah.
Pay no money. Where else can you ask for anything any better than that, children?
Yeah.
You can get it from the Lord, and that's it. Everybody else will charge you till you ain't got more to charge.
Yeah.
Sure will.
Sure will.
There's more money, Daddy. I ain't got much, so they ain't going to want much to do with me, Jason. Hey, man, listen to me. Jonah thought he had it made. He went to sleep. He quit worrying about it. He went to sleep.
Yeah.
Hey, man, those shipmasters went down to the Mariners last year.
Yeah.
Hey, man, they woke him up.
Yeah.
And they said, well, what means has this come upon us?
Come on.
And I read something in there this evening, and I caught it just briefly as a supper table. Amen. Jonah had done went and spilt the can of beans. Jonah had already talked to him about the Lord wanting him to go to Nineveh, and he didn't want to go, so he's getting on them going over there to wherever. He does hold him and bug that room when the tempest come up. Amen. Jonah also told him, listen to this. He should have feared the Lord.
Yeah.
He should have followed his leadership. I live for him.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to tell you something, children. Sometimes we can do like old Jonah. We can get a little bit to the left or a little bit too far to the right if we don't watch it.
That's right.
And I don't know about you, but I've been scared to death praying for the Lord to call my name and I'd leave this world and me not right in the center of God's holy will.
Me too.
I'd be scared to death.
Me too.
Me too. You'd be all right, preacher. You believe that for yourself.
Yeah.
Leave me out of the picture, though.
Come on.
Because glory to God, I believe I need to stay right in the center of God.
That's right.
I believe too, boys.
Where we need to be.
I believe everybody needs to stay.
Where we need to be.
If you don't, children, I don't believe you got no business doing much at all. The Bible's got a name for it. What is it? You won't like it when they take it. It's hypocrites. That's what the Bible says now. Glory to God, I've got to hurry, though. I've got to hurry, children. The best is yet to come. As James said, not the best is yet to come.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Jonah
as they cast lots, the lots fell on Jonah.
Yeah.
And they spoke with Jonah and this, that, and other. Amen. And Jonah said, Lord, just take me and toss me over the side.
Yep.
He said, it is me is the reason that this has come upon you.
That's right.
He said, come, and it'll come, being children. Let me tell you something. When you get to feeling real bad in this life, amen, church, for whatever reason that it may be, have you ever witnessed a beautiful calm come over when we got to talking with the Lord?
Well, yeah.
We got up close and personal. Amen. And then God began to bless because He calmed our hearts.
Come on.
I've been there, ain't you?
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
Maybe there's some tonight that ain't been there in a while. You'd like to get there again.
Yeah.
The altar call is going to be given directly, or you can come right now.
Yeah.
It ain't going to bother me a bit.
Amen.
Amen. Not a bit.
Come on.
Glory to God. Children of Israel, so I just get down there and pray with you.
Yeah.
And then I might preach to you while you're down there praying. Somebody will come. I guarantee you that.
Yes, amen.
If nobody else, God is standing here without stretched arms.
Yeah, amen.
His blessed Son Jesus said, come on home. All you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest.
He will.
Nobody got this, He will. Many times He have me,
yep,
brother.
Amen.
And many times yet He still will.
Yep.
But listen, glory to God, when that road opens our life, amen, the calm had come.
Yep.
The boat settled down. Mm-hmm. The mariners, the shipmaster, weren't afraid anymore. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because they got rid of the sin that brought the trouble upon them. Glory to God, sure. America needs to get rid of the sin that's got them in trouble today and pay attention to God. Instead of worrying about what president we've got or anything like that, they need to worry about getting in touch with God.
Amen.
And then let God straighten this thing out.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is that not right, James?
That's right. Amen.
Amen. But I want you to listen to me. I'm jumping down there. God made a big old fish.
Yep.
I mean a big fish.
Yeah.
Swallowed a man whole and not even hurt him when he did. Glory to God, this big fish swallowed him up. Amen. Fred told me one time, here's the Sunday school teacher, because I said something about a whale years ago. And I said, brother, I said, read over Peter, it calls it a whale. When you read in Exodus, it was a great fish.
Yeah.
Didn't the Bible lie to me or you one to make us feel disoriented or not understanding something? No, a big fish is a whale. Glory to God. That's just the difference from the way Peter saw it and the way that the prophets of old saw it in the book of Exodus. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Meaning the same thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll strength, and that's all they want to swallow. We swallow so many camels, we just can't even make it around anymore. We're down. We're down for the count, James. We can't go anymore. That's where the church stands today. It's time for revival.
Yeah, it is.
Amen. It's time for revival, Jim.
I agree with you.
I don't know if we'll get you back anymore or not. I'm like James said last night, I might as well go and preach while I'm here then. Now I'm going to tell you something straight as I can.
Bless
you. We made the effort to get here tonight, children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the house of the living God is where you can get any need met that you may have. You certainly don't want to walk up them glass doors back there. Amen. And not accept what God have got for you tonight. Mm-hmm. Because I know Satan will hound you to death.
Yeah.
He'll tell you, well, you can do it Sunday. It's Thursday. It ain't that long, much longer. Sunday, he'll have 14 million reasons that you can't get out of bed.
That's right.
Go to church.
That's right. He will.
So why not just give the man the needs over to Jesus tonight?
Yeah.
Glory to God. Oh, Jonah's down there. Let me tell you something. He woke up, buddy. God and God's teaching. He was down there. He went to praying. And I'd say he prayed harder than he had in the last 10 years, all in about 2 minutes. Huh? How come it is that we never do talk to the Lord until we get in real bad trouble? Then we manage to get around and talk to Him.
Yeah, come on.
But when it's gone, we'll forget it a little while longer. But then here it'll come back at us again.
Amen, Jeff.
I've got a God in heaven, and you do too. A Father that will take care of the need that we have at any time.
He will.
We'll only trust Him.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Yep.
Yes. Amen. The Bible now says to Peter, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days, the Son of God will be for 3 days as well.
Yeah.
Come right, boys?
Come on.
Or maybe one's before the other. Maybe I got the cart in front of the horse.
What you mean?
The cart got them turned around anyway. Glory to God, because I believe it's right on. Amen. And sure, the Bible said then, amen, according to the blessed word, listen to this. Amen. God heard his prayer. It was a wonder.
Yep.
It was through the sure mercies of God,
yep,
but he heard his prayer.
Yep.
I've been there.
Yep.
I've been there myself.
Yep.
I've been out of the will of God. And it scared me to death. Pray God wasn't able to take me back before I got out of awful shape I was in. Amen. Sure, let me tell you something tonight. If you are out of shape with God, this is a real good place to fix it up. A real good night to do
it.
Right?
It is.
Glory to God.
It is.
Amen. The well got out there and come up pretty close to shore, about as close as he could, I guess, and he spit on Jonah.
Yeah, it did.
And I'd say that Jonah wasn't like a free will Baptist thing.
No.
I'd say he burnt the bottom off of his sandals heading towards Nineveh. Amen. I mean to tell you, they smoked probably all the way there.
Yeah.
Glory to God. This is the way we smoke all the way to our jobs, but we can't hardly get up and go to the house of God.
Amen. Come on, Jim. Come on.
Glory to God. Listen to me. Amen. Jonah coming one day.
Yeah.
Come into the edge of the city. And it was a 3 days journey.
Yeah.
But he came in out. He slid on in there, buddy. He was better. He was faster than Babe Ruth ever followed. Amen. That's God. When God will take care of you and you decide, I'm going to mind you, Lord, send me, like a wise man said, send me, Lord.
Yeah.
I'll go. Glory to God.
Amen.
Yes.
Bless you.
What about now?
Come on, brother.
Good act.
Good preacher.
Good
preacher.
He got over there and he went to preaching to Nineveh.
Yep. He did.
He went to speaking to them.
Yep.
Glory to God. The Bible tells me the first is one. Somebody has to start somewhere.
Yep.
In this revival or any other revival, somebody's going to have to start somewhere.
Yes. Yes.
Somebody is going to have to applicate themselves to godliness enough to where they can get it started.
That's right.
And God bless.
Amen.
When I come down here, I didn't have no revival of my sleep. James didn't either. No other man will have, ever. Billy Graham or none of them.
No. Come on.
Amen.
God has got the revival for everybody.
Amen.
I want God to share it with me, don't you?
Yeah, amen.
Do you know something, sisters? God wants to share it with us, too.
Yes, He does.
Every one of us. Not just one or two, but He wants to share it with every one of us. Glory to God, listen to me now. Amen. Directly, there was probably a few hundred people down there praying.
Come on, yeah.
You know one thing that really hurts me? I know it does rest these preachers too, and I'm going to bring it out for you.
Yes.
When somebody goes to that altar and pray, and there's maybe one or two go with them, and sometimes there's nobody. Out of a house full of people, there ain't nobody hardly that'll get up out of their seats and come up and pray. But glory to God, when Jonah got speaking to them down there, in Nineveh, they begin to drop like flies to their knees and cry out upon the mighty God.
Yeah.
The mighty God that you and me serve, glory to God, that we still know as Jehovah today.
Amen.
That same God then.
Right.
Glory to God. Directly, the whole city was saved.
That's right.
Amen. By the grace of God.
Yep.
I'd say there's thousands of people there. And the whole city got saved.
Amen.
The king, the biggest nut in the puddle, and of maliciousness, and all this bad stuff, he even dropped to the knees.
Yes, he
and he took his cloak off, and he cried, God in heaven, forgive me for what I've done.
Yep.
Amen for that.
Yep.
Then the king got saved.
Right.
And Lord don't pick nobody out. Yep. He ain't got no pet peeves. But he loves one as much as he does all.
Amen.
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 Amen. I don't care if you're a preacher, if you're a deacon, if you're a Sunday school teacher, if you're a trustee. It takes all these things for a church to really go do it.
Yeah.
Amen. It does.
It does.
Being on par with the Holy Ghost too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amen.
I'm talking about that far. I'm talking about that whole far.
Yeah.
Amen. It takes all that. Glory to God, children, when this all gets together, though, God will begin to bless in a mighty way. You can say amen. He'll begin to bless in a mighty way. And let me be serious on this note with you, children, while I'm lying down here. I'm coming to an end. Amen on tonight's service, but listen. And I want somebody to come and sing tonight, too. That'll be all right, brother.
All right.
That's the altar call is given, because.
All right.
I would rather, listen to me, I'd rather. Brother Johnson just really got wound up while ago, and people just went to shouting all over the place, and people went to hit an altar, and I just sat back and said, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I could have sat back and never said a word.
That's all right.
Except for thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
You really like that preacher? Sure.
Yeah.
I don't have to preach every time that I've got an appointment to preach. If the preacher comes, ain't no use me digging away. He's the shepherd, I'm the under shepherd.
Bless him, Lord.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Or you want tonight. Let's stand to our feet. Children, when John got over here, thousands of them were saved by the grace of God. The old king was even saved by the grace of God. Amen. Children, he forgot about everything. They forgot about everything. Glory to God. As the brother gets a song tonight, and he begins to sing. Amen. When he does, sure. Listen, I want you to take inventory. How long has it been since you've really felt that holy fire? Amen. Preacher, are you Church of God, Pentecostal, or whatever? I'm saved. I'm saved. And the Bible speaks about a fire. Said John baptized you with water. But this one coming after me, though, he'll baptize you with the fire and of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God.
But I said no.
Glory to God. Won't you come tonight? Join the 55 folk here.